This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Vatican announced earlier that Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI had died. He was 95 years old. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Benedict had become increasingly frail since he retired in 2013. His dramatic decision to resign paved the way for the conclave that elected Pope Francis. The two popes then lived side by side in the Vatican Gardens in an unprecedented arrangement. The former Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger never wanted to be pope, but he was forced to follow in St. John Paul II's footsteps, running the church during a period of scandal and indifference. The shy German theologian tried to reawaken Christianity in a secularized Europe. However, he will forever be remembered as the first pontiff in 600 years to resign from the job. I'm Karen Chamas.
Reaction to the Pope's death continues around the world. UN Chief Antonio Guterres praised the former pontiff for his tenacious commitment to nonviolence and peace. U.S. President Joe Biden said the late Pope will be remembered as a renowned theologian with a lifetime of devotion to the Church. Cardinal Timothy Dolan was appointed Archbishop of the U.S. state of New York by Pope Benedict. In an AP interview, Cardinal Dolan said it always impressed him how intently Pope Benedict listened to others.
He knew what the Bible teaches, that one can't be a teacher without first being a student. One can't be a teacher without first being a disciple, a student, a listener.
Iran's Supreme Court has accepted a protester's appeal against his death sentence for allegedly damaging public property and sent his case back for review, the judiciary said on Saturday, as a rights group said more clashes had broken out in the west of the country. This is VOA News. Russia carried out its second major round of missile attacks on Ukraine in 3 days Saturday, Ukrainian officials said, with explosions reported throughout the country on New Year's Eve. In another hour, Croatia will switch to the euro and enter Europe's passport-free zone, two milestone steps for the country since joining the EU nearly a decade ago. An Afghan lecturer who tore up his academic degrees on live television after the Taliban-bound university education for women vows to campaign for women's rights, insisting the government order was against Islamic principles. An electrical fault caused a devastating hotel casino fire that killed 26 people, Cambodian authorities say, with many of the bodies found in stairways or trapped in rooms after rescuers failed to reach them in time. Barbara Walters, a pioneer as TV News' first woman superstar in the United States, has died. AP correspondent Norman Hall has the story.
Barbara Walters made headlines herself in 1976 as the first female network news anchor with an unprecedented $1 million annual salary. During more than three decades at ABC and before that at NBC, Walters' exclusive interviews with the famous and powerful brought her celebrity status. She frequently asked during interviews, "How do you want to be remembered?" Walters thought of her own legacy.
When women tell me that they entered the field of journalism or went to school to study it because of me, that's my legacy. That makes me very proud. That's lasting.
Barbara Walters was 93. I'm Norman Hall.
The iconic ball will drop in Times Square in the heart of the U.S. city of New York in the state of New York later tonight. At a rehearsal for the New Year's Eve event, New York City's police commissioner said security preparations are in order.
At this time, there are no specific credible threats to New York City or any of our events surrounding New Year's Eve. That said, I ask the members of the public to always remain vigilant.
Many countries are already in 2023. The United Arab Emirates put on a fireworks display to mark the new year, a show set to feature 452 pyro drones and 50,000 nanolights in a bid to break two Guinness World Records. In a sign to return to normality after years of COVID-19 restrictions, thousands gathered at Sensoji Buddhist Temple in Tokyo to welcome in the new year. More than 100 guests were selected to ring the traditional New Year's Eve bell. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.